marriage is a team sport.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you got to work together. There's going to be times you're going to fucking bump heads and hate each other because you're not on the same page.
Right.
And it's just a matter of just, you know, communicating, looking back.
Yep.
Or in the film, looking back at the film. Welcome back to Just Weirdly Blended. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Tom.
And it's that another day, another Sunday.
Another day, another dollar.
You know, this Sunday came by so fucking quick.
This week went by.
We were just talking about it.
We were.
But I was just telling him, like, this week, for me, this week flew by.
And I feel like this entire fall has just
flown by.
I'm not really ready for Thanksgiving.
I wasn't ready for fucking Halloween.
I wasn't either.
I took Halloween off, and then I was, you know, I traced a little thing for JJ's mask last minute because I was like, I forgot all about it.
Right. I know. We bought Elliot's costume. Thank God Walmart still had one the day before.
Yeah.
Like the day before Halloween.
It's crazy out there, actually, right now. I was at a Burlington yesterday. Mm. And Alicia was looking for something to wear for, she went out with a couple buddies and a couple buddies. It sounded like a couple guys.
Some
couple
bros. Guys. She was going out with a bros.
No, like to her friend, like it's a coworker, you know, it was her birthday, whatever. Mm-hmm. I was in Burlington and I kind of looked through some stuff and I kind of hate clothes shopping.
Yeah.
Sometimes it gets overwhelming.
Right. Colors and
so I would,
fabric.
It just takes forever. Like you're like sifting through clothes and I'm just like, okay, I'm bored.
Yeah.
But I looked out, like I just kind of looked up and I was just staring at everyone. Mm-hmm. And it was just wild to see like just all people. These people just
browsing and doing
just,
the same
yeah, thing. Yeah, so many. It was just so many people coming in and out. And
we're like ants.
Kinda. That's what it reminded me of. Yeah like an exactly, ant farm. Bro. Like that's exactly
people
what it reminded
in,
me of.
People out. I was all just, those little workers just running around.
I was like, man, we're just, look at us.
Some
we're
fat
just,
ladies sitting in the middle.
We're just
pumping out babies.
You know, and it's crazy when you think about it, too, because it's like, obviously, we're all living our own little,
yeah,
little game like, of life, you know, and it's right. going either which way. And so we're all like, what are those, like NPCs in each other's lives? Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Non-playable characters.
Yeah. They're like these NPCs just roaming around. I'm looking at it like Grand Theft Auto.
Right.
Which there's Grand Theft Auto 6 trailer, I think. There was a
coming out December, I think. Yeah. December 6th, I believe, something like that. Oh, man.
I heard good things already about it.
So jonesed over that. I'm a big GTA player. So.
I know. I still got to do 5. And I play video games way more than this guy.
Yeah. I have like maybe a month where I'll like during winter specifically, I'll, you know, there's nothing else really to do. And I'll just sit down and like just constantly play a game.
So that's like how JJ is though.
Yeah.
He plays like in his phone if he plays a game or like on the computer.
Yeah.
But he doesn't play like me, I play my PlayStation.
Right.
Got all that and he doesn't play anything.
I just have such a narrow window of stuff that I am that interested in. It's weird.
No,
it's
I get weird. It.
I like Ghost of Tsushima, but I never finished it. I need to go back to it and finish it.
You got to finish the stories.
But,
the story is just for the story to finish.
Yeah.
Like you don't even have to do all the side stuff just to finish the story.
Yeah, no,
the story, they're going to make a live action.
That's cool. They should.
It's going to be, if they do it right though, you know, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah. But that's what's fun. Like, you know, GTA, like I tried the online and I'm not going to knock it because like a lot of people love it. I'm not big on what I'm terrified that they're going to end up doing is making because it's successful online. They're going to make the whole thing. I like the single player mission.
Nah.
I like the full game experience. I like the free roam. I think that's one of the things I like so much about it is this the free roam crap.
Yeah,
you can do. I'm hoping that the world is very immersive, that there's a lot of little elements that make it feel kind of like a living, breathing thing.
Isn't it supposed to be Miami or something?
Well, not Miami, but really been confirmed. But yeah, the speculation I've heard and what most people have thought, and I read a lot of the BS that people throw out there, which
oh, yeah.
I don't know how much of it is actually Rockstar, just like feeding little things like, oh, we had a leak.
Yeah,
we're looking for that leaker.
I'm pretty sure that
they drop things on purpose.
Well, if you're a marketing department, right? You want
to
do that.
I mean, it's just enough to keep people like in. So the story that I've heard that I think is probably the most accurate, they are going to set it in Vice City, which is essentially Miami.
Yeah, yeah.
And probably like a South American location.
Dude.
So you can fly and smuggle back and forth. I think they're going to do more of a cartel kind of feel on this one. There's going to be a female and a male protagonist. So for the first time, it seems pretty confirmed. I've seen the same artwork of a girl over and over again. So that's pretty exciting, I guess. I'm a guy, so I've always been fine with it. But for the ladies out there that probably would play, that's an exciting thing, I'm sure.
It's funny is some of my like favorite games that I play,
uh-huh. like female protagonist,
it's always a female. Right. Like this game Control I'm playing, the girl, it's a female.
Yeah, and I remember that Valentine gal from
Tomb Raider.
Lara Croft. Yeah,
the game I'm playing, the Horizon game. It's a girl.
Oh, there you go.
And then, yeah, well, I'm a lot like of
Resident
them.
Evil. That's what I was
saying. Yeah, Resident Evil.
What's her name? Was it Valentine or was that the guy? Whatever. Boy, I miss the old Resident Evil games that were actually zombies. This whole monster thing, not as into it. I like the original zombie.
They should remake it.
They need to, remaster the original. A mansion, creepy mansion. And don't do all the new agey stuff. Just, unlock a door. See the zoom in on a door opening into a black room. God, I miss those old
Silent Hill. Scenes. Those games were scary to me.
They were scary, but the thing that was so frustrating with those games is like every 2 seconds you had another load scene, and like the way that Resident Evil worked, it was like a big puzzle. Oh. So you'd like run down a hall and then, you'd constantly be in the wrong place and be like, oh shit, I got to go back.
Yeah.
And every time you went through a door, it would have to load and on black screen. And then you see a door and it opens and then it goes to black and you hear it shut. And then you got to wait as the disc loads again. It's like, okay, can we just get to it?
I just want
to
play this game.
And never enough bullets ever. Never enough bullets, and then you just got to hit them with your gun, and then you die.
I never really played Resident Evil.
See, another thing I love about
I played like Resident Evil 5.
The original one I loved, and don't get me wrong, some of the newer ones are good and creepy, but there's just something I don't know. I'm not big into like the whole monster thing.
Yeah.
I just zombies the original zombie. I don't know. I really want to see that. There was one like where they're in Africa. I forget which one that was. 4 maybe? No. Yeah. 4 might have been in France. I'm not sure. But anyway, that one seemed really creepy. Like, the virus is spreading through Africa.
Yeah.
It was like, rawr. That was cool. But, I don't know.
I know Resident Evil's. Yeah, I don't know why I never played that game.
But one thing I like about, the GTA thing is they're like me. I don't play games to be a good game player. I'm not trying to get a challenge.
Yeah.
I want a story. I want it to be like an immersive movie. And that's where I love GTA 5. Like, if you fail the mission enough, they'd ask you, you just want to skip this? you just want to go cutscene?
Yeah.
And it's like, I never did because they made it easy enough. It was just challenging enough.
I did run into that when I started playing it.
Yeah.
You're
not very good at this.
I was like, skip? It was like a chase scene or something. And I was like, no, I got to keep playing it.
Were you going out to the boat?
I don't remember.
Either that or Laszlo?
Laszlo.
Yeah.
It took me a minute, and, funny. But I like that they do that.
Offer it like, hey, this might be pissing you off. Do you just want, because it's such a, like, it is like a movie.
But getting back to what you were saying, I don't think they'll actually ever get rid of
single player.
I think it's too popular, and it's like,
well, just the story, you've got to have a story to like tie you in. And I don't think anybody like loves always playing with other people.
No. I tried it online.
Yeah.
And I didn't care for it.
I didn't either.
I'm like, dude, I'm just trying to go get my money out of this boat, and I'm getting shot like 30 times.
And it's hard. I don't know what I'm doing. And everyone else is getting pissed. I don't know who you are. Like, you gotta, so like, yeah.
You can do missions.
Oh, yeah. I would start a mission. I'm like, cool, I'll do a mission. Then it's real people. and I don't know what I'm doing, so I'm getting killed. And they're like, damn, bro, you just...
So, I've been playing
with Sammy the Bull, and he's getting pissed at me.
I play pretty simple games. I play like football, basketball games. Sure. I play a little adventure games. Those are the games I like the Horizon games, Ghost of Tsushima, those kind. But I've been playing this NBA 2K game online, and I'm not that good because there's like a timing to it.
Yeah.
And you got to time the jump shot right. And if you're slightly early, you miss. Yeah, if you're slightly late, you miss.
Yeah.
You have to be excellent every time almost. And it's so frustrating sometimes. Yeah. I'm like, come on. That shit would have went in. He's wide open. Seriously. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You suck. You suck.
It gets me. Yeah. But there's guys that they were talking shit yesterday because I played online. And so sometimes you'll get chatter.
Yeah. Just random people.
And so mind you, this is. I'm on these people's team.
Mm-hmm.
And they're on the same team. Mm-hmm. They're the only ones talking though, but one's more of a ball hug than the other.
Mm-hmm.
And so the other guy was getting annoyed, which I understand because there was times where I'm like, dude, pass it to me. I'll pass it to someone, you know, because I like doing that. Cause I know I suck.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And,
I'm just a layover. Just
I'll pass the ball. I don't need to score. I'll score if I need
to. I'll get an assist.
I had 5 points. Yeah, I think everyone else had like way more than me.
Uh-huh.
And, so yeah, but anyway, after the game gets over. We won.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Uh-huh.
These two are talking shit to each other, bro. Without me, we wouldn't have won this game.
It's a I'm video so game. Good.
The guy's like, bro, you're a bog. You took the, you know, he's like, look at this. Look at my points. Look, you know, they're talking shit to each other.
Like we're actually on the court.
But no, what's funny is they're on the same team. Were on the same. It was. They're so talking funny. Shit to each other, being on the same team, right?
Yeah.
And I was just like, you're trash, bro. And then I wanted to get on. I was going to. I almost got on because I had 5 points, right?
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know, man. I think I carried the team. You know, like I was gonna say something back, but I'm like, nah.
Look at my points, though.
Because I would have done it just to be funny. Because they're being stupid. It was being so dumb. Like, no, I carried the team. I think I might try that one day.
You should
interject,
trash talk everybody.
But like, even though I know I'm doing it because I suck, but I think that would actually break. I think sometimes making a joke or doing something kind of breaks up that.
Yeah.
You know, that need for always being like
tough
and being
the humor aspect. Just dabble in a little
guys,
humor.
Just, it's a fucking online game. Just have fun.
You're not actually out on a court like in a pickup game. Yeah,
because on a pickup game, I feel like I could beat most of these guys that I'm playing against.
Right. Yeah, try it in real life. I remember there was a South Park episode where the kid, it was back when Guitar Hero was super popular.
Oh god, yeah.
And so the kids are like all playing Guitar Hero.
I sucked
at and that, then man. Randy, Stan's dad, was like, oh, like he used to be in a band in the storyline.
Yeah.
So he like gets out his real guitar and starts like, you know, playing. And the kids were like not impressed at all. So the dad ends up, I think he gets his band back together, or whatever, and they start, of course, getting famous, and then he gets on drugs or something like that. It was some ridiculous storyline. But then the kids
he becomes
like,
Keith Richards.
There's like a Guitar Hero band that they're putting together on some reality show, and this one kid can do this one tough song acoustic.
Oh.
So he's just clicking the buttons and stuff like
without
it plugged in. It was funny. It was so funny. And it did like I didn't play guitar back then, and I remember like I had Guitar Hero, and I'm like, this game is completely pointless. Because the dad's argument was like, if you're learning it, why not just learn the real guitar?
Yeah.
And they're like, well, that's stupid. That's lame. I'm like, why am I not putting this time into learning a real instrument?
At least you knew.
Yeah.
Is that when you put down Guitar Hero?
No. It was not.
I
started guitar after, because that was like when I was in college, I think. And I picked up guitar the year after I was in college.
I don't know what year Guitar Hero came out, but I think I was
08, 07, 06.
Yeah, I was almost 30, so I wasn't really into that kind of game.
Yeah.
Because I was like 20. I would have been 28.
I was
years
just
old.
A young buck. I was over in college.
I tried playing it.
I think I was about 21 when I was playing it.
I tried playing it. I'm so bad at it. So Elena plays a game where it's basically like that.
Yes.
On the keyboard, but it's Friday Night Funkin'. You have to use the arrow keys. And so they're rapping to each other, but it's like,
yeah,
you
know? I hate that game.
And so I was trying that one and I sucked at that.
Elliot
and
she does jumps while he's playing it. No, those kids are good at that. I've never been good at hitting the right button at the right time. If there's ever been something like that,
that's how that NBA game is.
And I even struggle that with like real guitar for some reason, too much repetition. I struggle with, like, I get to a point where it's like, I don't know.
Your mind
tricks you. And it shouldn't you. Be, because my mind should be like, oh, do it again.
It's muscle
again,
memory.
And again, yeah. That's what like, say, yeah, I don't know.
I need to exercise this muscle.
Yeah, I'm learning Chinese.
Are you?
Yeah, I've been doing Duolingo. Duolingo, guys, it's a great tool for learning languages.
Chinese. Oh, that's
cool. You can even do it for free. I have not paid for the subscription. There's like a free version. I've learned Ni Hao, which I already knew from Kailan.
I knew that from a lady I worked with.
And I know Zai Jian, which is goodbye.
Okay.
Ling, zero. Yi, one. R, two. San, three. And that's probably about it.
That's more than I know.
I've learned a lot of stuff, though. I'm working the old noodle.
That's cool.
So, yeah.
What got you wanting to try that?
So, Blanca wanted me to apply for a job at PNNL, which I knew I wouldn't get anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like I enjoy teaching, so probably never going to change that. But
yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I was like, yeah, sure. It was a very interesting job because I took some Asian history classes in college and really liked it.
Yeah.
And this job was like something to do with kind of like analysis of like Asia, China relations and like making recommendations and whatnot. And I feel like I am interested enough in international affairs and that kind of stuff that for a layman, like I have probably more knowledge than the average person.
Yeah. I have no clue.
I was like, you know, I understand the international politics of things. I understand Asian history. I understand certain things, but I didn't speak Chinese. She's like, why don't you learn Mandarin? Like, okay, in a month I'll learn Mandarin and be ready to go. So obviously I'm not great at language anyway. So I'm like, well, this is going to take a while, but I'm like, hey, why not learn Mandarin? That'd be fun.
Yeah.
And I can walk around saying really intense things, but I work with a guy who actually lived in China. He taught in China and he speaks fluently. He married a gal from China and like he speaks fluently. So he knows, I talked to him and like, yeah, hey, I'm learning Mandarin. He's like, oh, cool, cool, cool. like joke, like ni hao, and then he goes and whatever, like says like this whole intricate sentences and laughs. I'm like, I don't know.
You know what's gonna be cool?
Zai-jian, and I walk away.
It's gonna be cool. It's like one day, if you keep trying to learn, you'll start picking up little words, I guess.
So right, and that's the cool thing with him. I'm like, so how did you learn? He goes, well, so he was in college, he was in the sophomore year, and they came, there's like an international program, and they said, you can come to China and teach, which, I mean, how cool would that be? Like, you don't have kids or anything, you're just young. So he's like,
that's true.
So he signed up and he did it, and he said when he was there, he's like, a lot of the Americans would just kind of hang out together and not really go out or do anything.
Yeah.
He would just go. He would just go.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's like, he would go to the market, or he would go to restaurants, and he would just try to talk to people. And so he like really immersed himself in the language, and just through necessity, by putting himself out there where he kind of had to figure it out to get by, he picked up a lot, which they say that the full immersion is really like the best way.
Well, yeah.
I don't know where I am.
I wonder how long,
but I would die.
I was going to say, like, I feel like I'm too stupid. Like I would be in that situation, I would never
learn. I would have ended up in jail. I would have
stayed quiet and never I would point to something.
Me too. Yeah. Hot dog. You got a hot dog?
Ni hao. No, Lord. I don't know. I'll hear Alicia speak Spanish. I heard, Blanca and her family. And so like through that,
I know,
and watching
Spanish
novelas
words
and stuff. Like I started picking up words, but I more can understand the word than say the word. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like there's certain words I'll hear, I'm like, oh, okay. Or I'll hear a sentence and I'll like know enough words that I can figure the sentence out. But I don't know the full sentence or something. Like
sound
like an idiot.
Like foreign languages, maybe English kind of has this. I mean, I'm trying to think of like a good example, but like, so English has a lot of synonyms or like homophones, right? Let's say homophones, like the same word but different meanings.
Teaching time with Dom.
Sounds the same, different meanings. Mm-hmm. Right? Two, two, and two. Good example of a homophone.
Yeah, yeah. There, there, and
there. There, there, there.
Yep.
There. But what's difficult in other languages, Spanish has this a little bit, and Chinese definitely has this. You'll have the same word, but the inflection is just slightly different.
Yeah.
And that totally changes it. And it's like, when you don't know the word to begin with, whether it's like...
Because there's like, you know, like the feminine and masculine words, they call them, right?
Yeah.
In a way.
Like some things are masculine, some are feminine. Why? We don't know.
Yeah, yeah. When I took French, that's how it was.
I know. Oh, I hated that.
And Spanish. I took Spanish in high school for like a 1 year.
Was it law in French? I'm trying to remember.
Don't remember, bro.
Comment allez-vous français?
I took 2 years of French.
30 years ago.
I did in it.
Dude, I feel old when I say shit. It was like 30 years ago.
It's nuts, it
got to be like 25, though.
I know.
Since I've been out of high school.
We just had our 23.
Well, yeah, no, 99. So, yeah, 24 years coming up.
I was 04. So.
Sheesh.
Wait a minute. We did not just have our 20th. Reunion. It's coming up then.
Yeah, yeah.
If I was over.
I didn't go to mine. I didn't even know.
This year will be my 20th.
See, I don't know when they were, though.
I don't care. I haven't gone back to any of them, so.
I want to go to my one when it's like, you know, if I'm 70 or something.
See, that's it. I want to go back.
I made it.
And I'll wear like an old, like.
Who are you?
I want to be the old guy with like the World War II cap and like the blazer with all the old like medallions on it or something.
Speaking of. Happy Veterans Day.
Yeah, seriously, Happy Veterans Day. I saw a veteran yesterday. I was walking through. I saw one. I did. I saw one.
Did you say hi?
I did. So it's funny. Block and I, neither one of us are very outspoken people. So like we walked by.
I kind of beg to differ, but I'll let you guys.
Well, this guy. Well, I'm okay. Yeah, you know, like in social settings, with people we don't know, we don't just go up and be like, hi, let's have a conversation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So this guy was in a wheelchair, but he had like a almost like a biker vest on, right? A black leather vest, but it had some Vietnam Veterans Association information on it. And he had like a lot of patches and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So he was obviously a veteran. And so like we walked by and then we both turned the corner and kind of look at each other like, God, I really wanted to say something. And she's like, I did too. Yeah, so she's like, you need to go say something. Go say something. So finally,
that's
like,
always the awkward part. Going back.
Yeah. So I kind of played it off like I was going back the other direction. So he like rolled around to the main aisle.
Oh, hey.
And so I turned around like, hey, I just wanted to say thank you for your service and happy Veterans Day. And he goes, oh, thank you. No problem at all.
Yeah. Was it on Veterans Day too?
It was.
Nice.
Because yesterday was Veterans Day, correct?
Was it yesterday?
Yeah, the 11th, right? Because it's Armistice Day.
Okay. I don't know why I thought it was on Friday.
So
because
the
kids
thing,
were off.
The history, well, right. We celebrated.
That threw me off.
We celebrated it Friday.
That threw me off.
But you know where Veterans Day comes from?
The veterans.
It was for the veterans.
It came from the Washington House.
It was in Washington State.
No. No, I have no idea.
So a great movie to watch if you're interested in Veterans Day is the new All's Quiet on the Western Front on Netflix. It's German. Like it's German is spoken throughout the movie. Great movie.
Oh.
And it's about World War One. So World War One was going very poorly for both sides. Like people were just dying like crazy. But it was going particularly bad for the Axis powers, you know, mainly Germany. On the 11th day of November, finally Germany accepted, like, we can't go any farther. We're done. And so at, I think it was like 11 a.m. on the 11th day of November, armistice was signed and the fighting stopped at that moment.
Oh.
So from that, because so many people died, it was a horrific war. I mean, people for the first time saw chemical warfare. The trench warfare was atrocious. So many people died.
Jesus.
That it was like... The world kind of came to a point like, we can't do this. Like, is barbaric. Because, you know, it used to be war during the time of, like, the British Empire. It was more like sport. It was kind of like football, right?
You
march out onto a field.
And then you shoot each other.
And then,
which I think they should do war like that now. Right.
Like, it's a game. Like, presidents should go out on a field and shoot at each other. And that should be it. But
like the Civil War,
a duel, right? Yeah, like that's all it should be. But it was so absolutely horrific. Like the machine gun had just been invented, so it was the first war where like a machine gun was heavily used mowed through people. So the general feeling was that it was the war to end all wars. Like this should never happen again. It's too horrific. And so it was a huge day. They called it Armistice Day. And it was celebrated for years. And then I want to say it was like the 50s where it became, because there had then been World War II and there were all these other veterans.
Yeah, yeah. So
instead of being based around World War I, it just became generally the veterans. And Hitler did not get the message that war was bad. And so he started World War II.
I mean, I guess because Hitler was just like a, you know, he didn't take...
He's like,
you know what? No, I want a rematch.
He's like, yeah.
I don't like to lose. Look,
we did it wrong the first time, but I'm going to build Volkswagens. You like Volkswagen?
I'm going to do it better this next time around.
We're going to do it.
Okay, I fucked up. Look, he just played.
All right. It didn't work.
So if Hitler played like basketball or something, he would have probably excelled with that mindset.
Right.
He was a dictator, and
he had the Mamba. He just had the Mamba mentality.
He had the mentality, just the wrong sport.
He just, you know, did some bad things with it.
Yeah, yeah. He should have went the other way.
He's like, you know what? I would just like to be there in the early moments of his like thought process. You know, it would be cool. Just thinking about all these disgusting things. Like, you know, it'd be really neat. What we should do is build these camps. And they're like, camps, that sounds like fun.
That's cool.
And then he's like, you're with him. You're like, yeah, there'd be camps. Like summer camp. That's great.
Yeah.
And then in these camps, we'd bring all these people. Like, yeah, that's great. And then we'd kill them all.
Be like, wait, what?
Wait. Okay.
I thought we were going to like sing and,
I like
have marshmallows.
All, but are you getting sick and tired of this crazy shit?
How do you get that brainwashed? That's what I don't understand.
Man.
Are you just afraid of the guy?
It happens. It's happening. I mean, it still happens today. You know, like, I don't know. It's crazy, but.
It's crazy, the power. Your mind.
The power persuasion.
I don't know. It is.
Yeah.
That guy, hell of a salesman.
He would.
You know,
sell you a lemon and convince you it was lemonade. I tell you,
swear to God, like that's what that is. Like to me, it's like someone you believe something so.
Well,
hard.
All he did was yell at people. Like the entire time he gave speeches, like his hair's flying around because he's so like.
So there's a movie I want to watch where it's Jojo Rabbit.
I haven't seen it, but I want to.
I want to see that.
He comes back, right?
So he's a like kid's imaginary. So the guy who plays Hitler is a great like director, Taiki Waititi or something like that.
He's kind of like a comedian, isn't he?
I don't know if he's a comedian. He's just funny. He's very comedic.
Yeah.
He has like his shows are great though. Our Flag Means Death.
Uh-huh.
If you have not watched
dude,
that is it's not only is it like hilarious because they're pirates, but they were like actors or something. I forget how exactly it was, but. He's trying to be a pirate.
Okay.
And they're just shitty pirates, right? Like, it's
oh, I think you told me about that one.
It's so funny, but like the story that is involved, like the story that builds inside of it, like it's so good.
Yeah.
But it's 100% worth it.
Man.
Like I can't wait for the
I want to watch that Jojo Rabbit.
But he plays Hitler.
Right.
He plays the Hitler. And he also did that show, but
he's a kid's imaginary friend.
But he's so it's this kid how he would think of Hitler at this time.
Yeah.
So he's playing. Yeah, he explains how he got the. He's like, I don't know how his accent was, so he's just gonna have a New Zealand accent. He's just gonna have this is his accent. This is how
it's a kid's imaginary friend.
Yeah, this is how it's
New Zealander.
I don't know, but this is how like. He says he can't do accents.
Can you imagine that?
He's like, so I just kept it with
Hello, Mike. Listen, my name's Hitler. I've done some things.
Yeah, because it's so funny.
That's hysterical.
But Jojo Rabbit, I just watched this show, though, that was actually, it was pretty cool. It was called In It of Itself.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's tricky.
So it's like this monologue play is how it's on Hulu. It's actually really good. It's like, it's kind of a self-reflection, like.
It's not like beat poetry or something, is it?
It's poetic in a way, but it's not like, you know, they're not.
Da, 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 da.
No, it's nothing like that. Like there's this revolver he calls himself the, there's this guy that the Russian roulette. And so each bullet basically is like things in your life. And
okay.
The way it was described, the way the guy like talks about these different bullets.
So it's kind of like, it's like a, one of those documentaries where you have somebody sitting and he's kind of explaining a philosophy or something.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. He is. Okay. And he was like, you're not defining, don't let like things in your life define who you are. You know? Like, you know, everyone had to pick this card that says I am. And then there was, I'm a doctor. I'm a this, yeah. But there was also some that said, I am like
human.
No. Even like, I am a overthinker. I am like self, like, you know,
so
self degrading.
Whatever ones. You grab, that's what you identify. Yeah,
like, so some people might've grabbed it to be funny. Some things to be funny, or some grabbed right. it because, you know, I am a doctor. I am an oncologist or what do you know,
right.
whatever.
Right.
So
I am stupid.
There was something like that.
Yeah. Degrading. Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
And so he was just saying, don't let, you know, those things define you. You're essentially the one with,
that's a piece of you.
Yeah.
That's not all of you.
Yeah. You are this, except for who you are.
Isn't that one of the hardest questions? Like, who are you? What are you?
And so the way he describes it, it's very like, he's describing it and you're seeing his life.
Yeah.
Like he's telling his life, but he's also like sharing it in a way that's very artistic.
Makes you kind of inwardly reflect.
Yeah. And he had this book. He goes, okay, how's your story going to end? How's this going to end?
Mm.
You know, like he goes, so what I'm going to do is, he lists someone off at some, one of the cards or something. He goes, oh, that's me. He's like, will you take, so what I'm going to ask you to do is at a certain point in this, I'm going to ask you to leave.
Mm.
And I want you to
start your
finish this story. How is this story going to end? And
yeah,
if you're up to it, I am asking you to return the next day to this. And so as this, and this is shot in like a documentary style. So you're watching the performance, but you're also, then you see that guy return, but then you see the past people return.
Mm-hmm.
So that guy, you know, he's going to get kicked out, but the lady from the previous day comes down with this book and it's like a thick book and it has like everyone's, how did this end? And they kind of read it. Mm-hmm. And some of them are very like, they like, kind of sad, some of them. And it was just, it was really cool the way he does it.
Huh.
And then he went through each of them and he like, I don't know if he was able to call them out who they picked. Like, mm-hmm. I am like patience. I am whatever. But he was able to do that. And he was a magician too.
Based on the person. Like,
yeah. He was somehow. So as he's performing, but as he's doing that, he's performing magic tricks too.
Huh.
And he's performing these magic tricks, bro. It
was magical.
Dude, the sleight of hand that this guy, like, he's like, you know, they, which grip are you going to practice? And he goes, you know, they say that takes 8 years to learn the grip, different grips of holding cards. And so I didn't know which grip to learn. So I just learned all of them.
Together?
Yeah, I just learned them all. And then he just kind of describes that. And then he shows these magic tricks or he'll...
So he explains to you how he does it, but it's so magical that it's like...
Yeah, he does this one where he like puts all the cards in order. But the way he does it, it's a documentary I really highly...
Interesting.
You should check out. At least wasn't into it. I don't recommend it if you're gonna go to like lay down because it is a little slow.
You might fall asleep.
Yeah. But it's... If you're Blanca into
won't
it,
be into it, but I think I would be.
Yeah, I think you would really be into it. Really, like you'll watch it and you'll be like, "Oh shit, that's this is
heady stuff."
It is very heady. It's really cool. There's so much like meaning behind some of the things he's saying.
Yeah,
and just the metaphors
depth
for the gun, and then you see these six, like a gun chamber. There's six different topics he ends up talking about.
Yeah,
right. And then just basically, it's like, you know, you're not defined by the things you do in life and the mm-hmm. things you fuck up, and that doesn't define the person you are.
Sure.
Pretty much, you know, like, you know,
a broader
that's
picture.
Up to you. You know,
right.
Who you
have a determination of your future and the future of things that you do. Absolutely.
It was, you know, really cool.
Wow. I need to watch that.
Yeah. I heard it on a Bad Friends podcast.
Yeah.
So I have this list of like shows that I've been listing shows if I'm going to watch or certain things I'll look into. I've been trying to list that stuff. So, cause I was like, oh, I'm going to remember that, but I'd never do. And so like, I keep notes. And so I was like, oh, I told Lisa, let's watch this. and she fell asleep. Yeah, she wasn't into it, but I was like, I like watched it. It was like really cool because I love magic, and so it's not like magic the whole time, but like the card tricks he's doing. I was like, dude, that is
pretty
cool. Awesome. Yeah, because you're just watching him, and you're like, wait, how That's did crazy. He? Because all of a sudden, like,
so he's talking about something else.
Yeah, he's like, I can make this look like he's like throwing these cards out, but the card on top never moves, but it looks like he's pulling cards from the top. The
was way
he's
his doing idea of this whole sick. Thing that life's like a magic trick, like whatever you're thinking is not real? Is that kind
not premise? Really. Like uh-uh. No, you'll have to watch it.
Yeah, I guess.
It's really like it reflects you. You kind of self-reflect on you in a way, you know, like,
yeah.
What am I loading up into my, you know, my chamber, yeah. You know, what am I doing? You know, like,
yeah.
How am I acting? Am I, you know, I think I'm stupid. You know, am I living my life that way? Or, right. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, am I letting Why that define, I am I letting that define me? So this is how I am, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So this is like, don't let your like faults define who you are.
Right. That negative.
Yeah. Yeah.
Self-talk. Yeah.
Yeah, it was really cool. It was a really like it is very heady. It's about an hour and a half. It's worth the check out, I think.
Nice.
If you're into that stuff.
I am.
If not, it's probably not for you. But I mean there is like a lot of self-reflection. I'd probably watch it again just so I can pay attention a little more.
Yeah.
Just cuz you know when you're watching with your girl or something you want to be like seeing if they're liking it. And if they're not liking it then you're kind of like
start second guessing.
You're like, "Ah." Yeah. But no, it was good. It was That's really good. Cool. It was very, like I said, poetic. He makes this fucking gold brick disappear. Like he describes this brick, whatever. And he like puts these deck of cards and he tells someone about these streets. Hey, what street in New York? She's like, North Street. And then the other guy's like, what's across street? He picks another person. What's across street of that North Street? And the person thinks, Third Street. And he goes, okay. And then he builds this thing and then disappears and he's like, okay, it's on the corner of North and whatever,
huh?
Right. And then you know it, yeah, I don't know if it's there, but it's cool the way it disappears and shit. This the magic is so sick. I want to be a magician.
I don't get it because like I know the magic's not real. I know that it's sleight of hand. I know
it is tricks, but sometimes I wonder.
They're so smart the way that they the fact that human minds can be like perspective and these illusions that people can figure that out and then be so talented with just the slightest movement.
You can't even see it because he talks about like the person who trained him was like, you know, just remember they're going to look, you know, people will look, you know, look at your hands.
Yeah.
You get people like that, you know, like,
right. I do. I always stare at their hands. Doesn't mean I can figure it out.
And so he's telling that story. He's doing this card trick.
Uh-huh.
And you're watching his hands.
He's making you watch his hands.
Exactly. And you're watching his hands and you're just like in awe.
Because you can't figure out how he's doing it.
And if you can, you're full of shit because there's no way.
Or you're also a magician. You know the trick.
You must, but he does it very well where.
Is this the one that you were saying? It looks like he's pulling the card.
Yeah. Like it looks like he's pulling the cards or he's like shuffling through them. It's like what are those like drawings where it's just like one dimension, but then if you move it slightly, it looks three dimensional.
Okay.
What is that called? That I can't think of it. But anyway, the way he's like positioned, I wonder if it just gives that illusion. It's an illusion.
An
optical illusion.
Hey, don't let that define you.
I'm so dumb. That's the word. But yeah, he's like, I don't know if like the way he is positioned and doing it gives off that optical illusion that he is pulling from the top when he's maybe pulling from the bottom. But you can't tell. His hands.
It's crazy. It's all in the thumbs. It's all in the thumbs.
If he didn't have thumbs, he wouldn't be able to do that. Yeah. You couldn't be a magician without thumbs. Could you?
That would be hard. You could. I watched a documentary about.
Can you imagine not having thumbs?
Why I watched a documentary about mountain climbers, and I forget what happened to this guy.
He probably lost his thumbs.
He might have. Something happened. I think he did lose a finger or something. and he was scaling a wall of granite.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, granite, like, it breaks
really easily,
fairly smooth, right? Yeah. Like, not perfectly smooth, but you just get these little ridges. Well, he would have, I mean, like a centimeter to hold on to. And he learned, maybe it was his index finger he lost. Whoops. But he learned to get his finger on that spot and then wrap his thumb on it. And he developed a strength in every little tiny muscle in his entire body so perfectly that he could do these incredible things. Like, you know, that's, so, I mean, a magician without thumbs, I don't know. Maybe.
You're right, though. The human
ability.
The ability for a human to, like, overcome things. It's pretty remarkable.
It is really remarkable.
We
take ourselves for granted.
Like, everyone hates each other, and like, there's all this, like, crap all the time. But, like, if you just stop and think about, like, the things the human can do, it's amazing, the things we can accomplish.
Well, like, I think that's where, like, we get into trouble, is we get
just
bored.
Like you with he's building like a thing. Yeah. And he built his mantle, and this shit looked, I told him, I thought they bought it.
You're very kind. Thank you.
Like, it looked really, but he's mastering a craft that, you know, you're kind of mastering woodworking and doing that stuff.
A rudimentary, I know how to cut a 45 degree angle, use wood filler and sand.
But I mean,
and it turned out really good. It did. I really appreciate your kindness.
But he's being a little just like modest, but like, that stuff's not easy for myself. I feel pretty comfortable around a saw, and I don't know, I don't know if I could do those things. You know what I mean?
I think you're
a master of your craft. Like, when you want to learn something, that's what I mean. Like, the human mind, like,
yeah, sure. Right.
You want to learn guitar. So you fucking put down Guitar Hero, picked up a real guitar, a Les Paul.
Yeah.
You know,
there you go.
Up a Les Paul.
Whatever. You're right.
It was a Les Paul.
One of them. First was a Fender, but my first electric was a Les Paul.
I had a couple that I know. Gibson.
Yeah.
And that's the cheap one, right?
No. Gibson's good. Epiphone is the Stratocast. Cheaper version of a Gibson, and that's what I have, is Epiphones. I won't fork out the money. I'm not good enough. I mean, I play guitar, but I play guitar like I cut wood. I mean, it's a real craftsman that's done it for years would be like, yeah, you should have done it this way.
But I mean, that's an accomplishment you're going to get here.
I think so.
Did you start that?
Which one?
The wood shelf.
The woodwork?
The one you're doing right now.
Oh, the one now?
Yeah.
So everything's blurring in. I have too many things going on at once, so I'm trying to think. So I had one piece sanded yesterday. I had one piece of wood sanded yesterday.
Oh, okay.
And so I was able to sand the rest and then kind of throw it together yesterday. But I'm kind of learning as I do, because I've never built a cabinet before. Like, I've helped my dad build some furniture, and my dad's pretty good. Like, he's got heavier duty tools than I have.
That's pretty cool. That'd be something. Hopefully.
Yeah. Elliot. I mean, it's just, my dad got into it later because we had a neighbor that did it. And so my dad got interested. So I've always watched it. I didn't really get into it till I had my own house and then started, you know.
I'm going to be your dad.
So there.
No, I'm serious.
Would you be my dad?
Well, no. But like, no, in the sense that, like, I don't know how to do that. So like 40 and now I'm going to start getting.
Well, hell, maybe come over anytime you want.
Maybe not into like as deep as you have, but like,
sure,
you know, the cabinets or whatever. But
yeah,
like,
yeah,
just in that sense, JJ will hopefully see that and be like,
yeah. Well, there's Elena pride or someone. In something that you've done yourself.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, so it's like.
You're right.
Yeah, I mean, I know enough. Like, I watch these videos where these guys are cutting angles and stuff and fitting things together, and I'm not that good. I mean, I'm not good like that at this point. But I'm good enough to figure some things out.
You're smart.
And thank you.
You're a smart guy. You figure shit out.
So it's like, you know, while I'm building this cabinet, ideas are changing as I go. Yeah. So it's not like a plan and I'm just like doing a plan. It's like, I have this plan in my head. I start putting it together and I go, wait a minute, that won't work. And so then I've got to kind of stop and formulate, well, how am I going to change it to make that work? And then, you know, kind of come up with a new plan. It's kind of fun that way. It's like a puzzle.
Yeah, for sure.
And so then in the end, so far, I haven't screwed anything up so bad that it's a big problem.
No, nice.
I did get pissed at myself though yesterday. I'm sitting on alone in the living room for a few minutes, and Blanca wasn't in the room, and we laid our own floor, and I was really working hard. But it got to the point of, like, you know, you work so long that you start getting kind of rummy. And I worked so hard to make sure that I mixed and matched flooring pieces, because it's not real wood, it's the laminate flooring.
That stuff was pretty thick laminate.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I have seen some spots where I laid two of the same board next to each other, and there's a spot where I laid three of the same board in a row.
Oh,
I was so pissed at myself when I saw that, because I swear when I was laying them down, I was looking all over the place. I was making sure.
Dude, you know how you like that. That's an optical illusion, too, because you start seeing lines and all of a sudden it's all just like the same line. Or, you know what I mean?
And I like, if Blanca didn't notice and hasn't said anything, I'm in the clear. I'm not going to say anything because she will razz me on that. But I just like, oh.
No, I think she's happy with the floors.
She has been. So I'm not going to bring it up.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, in general, like even with the fireplace.
Yeah.
She sent the picture to the group. That looked awesome. Yeah, I'm really happy.
I've cut rock stone now. I built that. Like, I've done everything for the living room. Like, I feel pretty good about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the only thing I really haven't done is like drywall.
Yeah, yeah.
No, drywall's heating and air, that kind of stuff. But
no, like, I've only done like drywall, some electrical.
Yeah.
Yeah. The flooring with you that one time.
Yeah. We learned a few things with that one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, flooring's different. That's a beast. But no, man, your project's coming along.
It's coming along. Yeah. Because we're doing closing cabinets on the bottom with like a reading bench under the window, and then we're going to do bookshelves up the side. We have a fairly large window.
Yeah, so fairly large. It's like 15 feet.
It's not that big, but it's a good size window.
It's got to be at least 12 feet.
You think?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Well, whatever.
It's tall. It's like a picture frame window. It's tall.
It's big.
It's like it has an arch to it.
So I'm going to build the book frames up to where it starts to arch, and then that's going to kind of be the stop. So I think it's going to look really nice when it's done.
You have a mayor's house.
Yeah. A mayor's house?
Like a mayor.
Like a mayor.
The mayor of Kennewick.
Yeah, that's cool. All right.
Your house is like that.
I'll be the mayor of
Kennewick. That's what it pictured. Like the
Didn't
the
front our mayor of a, just resign? I think our mayor resigned.
This is how not into politics I am. I don't even know the mayor of my own city.
I'm just going to start calling myself the mayor.
The only time I vote is if there's like a school thing, I'll vote.
Which I appreciate.
And then I'll vote for like when's the president and that stuff. I'll vote for that just because, you know, it's my right. But
it's my right, damn it.
And, you know, there's things I vote for, but that's the only time I like real look into them.
Sure.
Certain things. Sure. It's like then, but like during the week and shit, I'm like, oh, let me look up, you know, Mayor Johnson here. Oh,
see, I do.
You know, like, I don't do that. Like, I'm
just
doing things around the house or just, I don't know, doing nothing.
Gotcha.
There was a guy that was running for, was he running for the Congress? What was he? He was running for something, Matt Boinky.
Oh, Banky or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I know him.
Yeah, you said that. He used to work at the college or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was an instructor over there at Charter College, and he was a cool guy. He was he was easy to talk to. He was chill. He was pretty smart with the technology already.
Nice.
He was pretty down to earth fella. And I remember when I seen it the first time, and I was like, you know, that name's not fucking familiar. That name's familiar, but it's not like that's not a common name. That's that
right.
And then when I seen it, I was like, oh, yeah.
That's him.
Yeah. The name and the last name, because the last name is like one of those.
Yeah. Just,
you know, it's not, even the like spelling. My last name's not very common. So it used to, you know, my last name went from being super common.
Yeah. The most common name.
My last name was the, you know.
I say John, you say
Smith.
There you go.
Yeah. That's the most popular last name in America.
Yeah, that's John Q. Smith, right? Yeah,
probably. John Doe. Is in the second.
Or is it just John Q.? I don't know.
That's a good movie.
Yeah, it was. It was.
Denzel, though, he don't do anything bad, I don't think.
No, I don't think so. I've never heard of...
Have you ever seen Fences with him?
That oh, movie? Yes, gosh. I have. Viola Davis played his wife, right?
God, she... Bro,
what if,
she's like, such an underrated actress. She fucking kills it when she acts.
Everything she does. Yeah.
Yeah, she's no, like, there's a scene where she's yelling at him like, what do you think? I waited 18 years. You think I wanted to lay up in another man? I wanted that shit, but I didn't.
There are two
I was like,
pieces of art that hit that level. And that was her in the same moment as Carmela Soprano to Tony. There's a point in season four where things blow up in her face about all the shit she's put up with from Tony for years. And she loses it. And Edie Falco, I think there was a part of her that connected so deeply with her character of Carmela.
That she felt that for
she
real.
She loved Tony. Like, I think that in moments of them acting together and being together,
there was
she
actual,
wasn't in love with James Gandolfini, like, romantically.
Yeah.
But she was so invested in this love of these characters.
She took it like a real relationship.
It's just like Viola Davis did. Like, when she's yelling at him and screaming at him and kicking him out.
Yeah.
The tears and the emotion and just the rawness of it, you're like, this feels real. Like, this feels like this lady who's ready to just snap.
Like, she did that really happen?
And it was the same type of thing. I mean, Fences. So Tony doesn't end up getting anybody pregnant. Like, in Fences, right? Isn't it that the gal that he's been having an affair with ends up pregnant? And now Viola Davis.
I can't remember. I just remember seeing that scene, but I haven't. Yeah.
I think that's what it was. I think he gets her pregnant and she's like, basically, like, I'll raise this baby. Like, I'll do my duty essentially. But as far as you and me, like, we're done. Yeah. Whatever it is, like, I'm not leaving. Nothing like that. But me being your wife, like, this love, it's dead. You killed it.
Yeah.
He was, because he was such like a.
He was a dick.
He was just, yeah.
He was just a hard guy, but that's how it was. Like,
but that's the thing, the beauty of that story. And it was a play. I mean, did you catch that? Like, it was set up, because Fences is a play.
Yeah.
And it was shot like a play.
I never paid attention to that.
Act one, act two, act three. If you look at it, the entire beginning of that movie is in the backyard. And characters come on stage and leave stage, right?
Oh.
And then there's like, isn't it in their house?
Then they're in their house.
And then people come in and they leave. I mean, it was like, that's kind of stuff that gets me excited. Is when you can see these little elements where it's like thematically, you're like, okay, I see what they're doing here. I mean, it was very much like a play. And I know that there were some scenes, but it wasn't like a movie.
They were like in the car.
Yeah, there's not scenes where it's like jumping around a lot. It was very, it felt very much like a play. And I thought that was really, really cool.
No, that was. I have to rewatch that one.
Yeah, him and Viola Davis together, though, man, that was like, that was a nice match.
Because I think even his part just before that was like a really good, like, you know, scene, so that that dynamic just.
Well, and like, he's, and I think it was kind of indicative of a lot of relationships. Like, I know, you know, we're watching Sister Wives, and I hear it a lot. And I know I've said things like this. I'm not doing things like he's doing, but that feeling where. You have, because he, in the story of Fences, he would work all week and then come home Friday with some alcohol, and he and his friends would hang out and drink.
That
was kind of the perspective that you got in the beginning of the movie.
Yeah.
And at one point, he kind of blows up on her, or at least says it to her. It's been a while since I've seen it, but he's like, I don't drink all week. I'm not out all week. I come home and I get drunk one day of the week. And I, the rest of the time, I bring the money home to you. I do, you know, obviously at some point he cheats on her, but and it's how many times though have you had that kind of thing where it's like, I'm a great guy. I'm a good guy. I do all this stuff. I do all these things.
No, that you're him saying that, right. I swear I've probably said that to my wife.
Right.
It's like I drink all the, it's not like I drink all through the week. I only drink on the weekends.
Right.
Or, but like, you know, that drinking on the weekends is like I drink all fucking week, though. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
you're making up for it.
Yeah. So I'm sure that does get tiring.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure. Right. Well, that's the perspective.
But that is how it feels, though. Like, but I, you know, I'm a good guy. I should be able to do this
human.
Shit.
I think, you know, that's what it boils down to. Like, you know, like I said, we're watching
Sister Wives.
We talked about this a little bit, Sister Wives, and we've kind of fast forwarded to the end. At first, because we thought it'd just be fun to watch them fall apart. And then, you know, like I said last week, you start to kind of care about these people
as
you watch their lives. And then it's kind of sad. But it was fascinating seeing them go through COVID and how that was not a good thing.
Well, I mean,
for so many families, COVID really tore people apart.
Especially for four.
But man, I mean, but I can hear, you know, Cody in that show, obviously it sounds bad a lot.
Yeah, I can see his point on some things.
But I think, like, as a husband, as a guy, I know I sound bad a lot. I know you probably sound bad a lot. But the reality is, like, everybody's dealing with what they're dealing with at that time the best that they can, and through their lens and what they're going through and what they're
experiencing. Well, I know. I think, and you're expecting them to understand your feeling towards that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Which that's not going to happen unless you like, we're both in a, like a calm mindset right. where you can actually talk.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Right. That communication piece.
Yeah. Cause you're seeing, you're just blurting out blah, blah, blah. And you sound like an asshole, but she's not seeing your side of it because you're not maybe explaining it.
Right.
Or you're not just helping her understand, but she's also coming at you a different way where you're like, you know, well, why are you being like this? But then, when you're like both calm and you can actually like sit and say, hey, you know what, this I was feeling this way because of this. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, I was doing this because of this. Right. Oh, okay. I see what the fuck you're talking about. Me and Alicia have had those convos just like that where I was just like, you know what? No, I was kind of pissed because like you did this.
Right.
Like, and that's, you know, or not, you didn't do this, but you know, like this happened and this is why I was upset.
Right.
And then she was like, well, the reason I got pissed was because the way you did this or that. And I'm like, oh, yeah, well, I'm sorry.
Right.
Motherfucker, I'm sorry.
Can you tell that to me, too? Can you tell me you're sorry, please?
Right.
Yeah. That happens every once in a while.
Yeah.
You got to log those. But,
I got one a few weeks back or a month ago. Nice. Yeah, log that shit.
That's pretty good. you beat the odds.
October 2nd. At 7:45
and 46 seconds. It's an interesting show. It's an interesting dynamic. I feel for all of them because it's like, you know, you go through some really hard lifetimes. Obviously, you're not going to handle everything perfectly.
Yeah, no.
It's nice to not have a camera in your face when you do screw up, when you do step in crap, you know, when you do say something that just sounds horrible, to not have somebody filming you and putting you on national television.
And so you think there's a lot of filtering for him?
Like for all of them. As far as like cutting and editing?
In the way he says things. Like,
I don't know,
do you
man.
Think like, as like, would it be worse if the cameras weren't there?
The way he talks. Saw
you know what I'm saying?
An argument between him and Janelle that felt pretty authentic. Our vlog and I have a favorite point.
Is that after they split up?
They're in her apartment. Oh. They're about to split up.
Oh, okay, yeah. There's a scene. And I think they get back together.
Cody, would you stay? And he goes, no. Yeah. We love that. And then he's leaving, and she goes, "Fuck you."
Yeah.
I'm like, man, that felt
was
real.
That's when he was in because his leather like, coat.
One thing I understand about Cody because it's probably their family culture, and you know, obviously there's some chauvinism if you're in.
That's
a culture
like his first chick, though.
But
I think,
man, Mary actually. Oh, Mary. Was his first. Janelle, second or third?
Is she the blonde? I forget which one she looked
like. Yeah, Janelle.
She's like not heavy.
She's a little heavy.
Yeah. I like her.
I like her too. At first, I didn't like her attitude towards her, but man, she's like I like her a lot. Bitch. She does. She's a strong person, and I was shocked at moments because Cody, I hadn't heard blatant chauvinism. Some of the things that he said, I was like, I don't know, bro. I don't know, man. Like, I'm all for men being treated equal, too, and all that. Like, I don't get into all this new agey stuff, but I'm like, I'm also not cool with the way things used to be either. Like, I want everyone to be on an even. Want to treat each other like people. That's my whole thing.
No, I've heard him say some, like, you know, crazy.
He says some one stuff sometimes. He's like,
I think there was times where he said it, and I'm like watching it with Alicia, and I was like,
"Yeah,
dang!" Can you imagine? She goes, I would stab you. You know, she didn't say that, but like,
I forget what he said. Oh well, it was that argument with Janelle, and he's basically like, "You're not listening to me, and so I'm not going to give you the time of day because you're not being respectful."
I was yelling at the screen like, well, you kind of ain't listening to her either, bro. Yeah, come on, man.
Come on, Cody, man. What the fuck? Come on, man.
A ride or die right there. What are you doing?
Well, that's,
she would be that girl, though. Like, if you treated her right, she would do whatever for you.
Well, the thing that's so sad to me, too, and like, you know, again, like, in Cody's defense, I'm not on TV all the time. This is the most public
he asked
guy.
For that shit though. I'm not.
He
even,
did.
I don't
he
even
did.
Feel sorry.
But like, I also know how TV works.
Yeah.
And they edit things, and like, you can say things that sound bad, and they can sound different in context. However, this one's kind of hard to contextualize. The one thing that I think is sad, like truly sad, is if it is true from what some of the wives say that he tells them, I'm not attracted to you anymore.
That's fucked up.
And we're not going to have relations. And his view is, if I'm not feeling it romantically, then I can't have sexual relations.
Well, he had said that, something like that.
But like he's told them, the slightly older wives, which frankly, like
he said, I'm not attracted
to you. I don't mean this mean, but the wives look better now than I think they did when they were younger. Like,
no, you're right.
I would have dated any of them. Like, yeah. Vlog and I were talking about last night. I'm like, if I were like 50 and I saw, you know, one of their profiles pop up, I'd be like, eh, I'll go on a date.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, they seem like nice ladies and like whatever. And so I think they look better now as more mature women than they did when they were younger. And
they got more money.
They do have that too.
They don't look as trashed like, out. No, I'm just
it's kidding. Just kind of sad. Like, obviously, in truth, there's moments where you're not as attracted to someone you've been with for 20, 30 years. I'm sure that that happens. Like, I'm sure that you have to go through an adjustment where you're not these young people anymore. So I'm not criticizing that, but to tell somebody that when you're going through a period of struggle,
yeah,
or you're you know, I've heard that relationships kind of ebb and flow.
Yeah,
and
we've said that many times.
I, at our ages, I don't think you quite have the physical side of that as much.
No.
But you definitely have it in the emotional side of things. And if you're committed in a relationship and a marriage and four marriages, I mean, you'd think that you'd double down on that and be like, hey, let's fix it. And I'm not criticizing too hard because, again, having a responsibility for four different spouses –
which you it's think hard would enough make
for one, I think, but
you think you'd want the one more because if you're doing this once a week or whatever, you know, right. You think you'd like,
yeah,
like, oh, hey, girl,
right?
It's been a week, I hadn't seen you,
right?
You know, or whatever.
Come here.
But then he's probably like, God, I just had sex like three other times. I'm kind of just, I don't know,
right?
Feel like
that. You know, like, you know, sometimes you just don't your libido as you get older.
But see, and I think that's where that would be an issue. Is like, say. There are the days, like, obviously, I'm not saying that they probably did it every day, but
right.
I'm sure there was those days where maybe he wasn't feeling it because maybe he's had some just recently, or right. He was just in, like...
That he's, morning, he's and then just, you're at somebody else's house yeah, that yeah. night,
well,
right?
Like, say, and then she hasn't had it in
right.
X amount of time, and she wants it, but now he's just like, oh, fuck, I'm so tired, right. I don't really want it. Then you start becoming like, you start questioning yourself,
right?
Where you think you're like, what is he not attracted
well,
to me? And then that spirals into like, you don't try as hard, you know, you're not trying to get all nice and look good for your person. And,
right.
Like it, that's a like
compounding
a fucking
effect. One of the saddest things I heard, Christine, we saw an episode last night. we're one of those people that just react. We're like doing a reaction episode.
Yeah. Oh,
to sister wives, but I'm going to do it anyway because it's fun. Christine last night, she, you know, she's moved out. She's back in Utah and she was talking to her kids about maybe dating again. She said that she's on a dating site. And, you know, they're very supportive of her because they've kind of watched things. Not
her kids great. Are the bigger ones, right?
The older kids. Yeah. And she said, you know, the only experience I've had is like your dad. Like my first kiss, everything was with your dad. And she's like, and the sad, like the scary part is like, all I know is that I was with one person and he didn't like it. So, and it's like, it was just so sad because I'm like, I'm sure that wasn't true. You know, I'm sure that there were times in their life together where, you know, he did and there was an attraction and everything and it's just gotten really sour. But it's like so heartbreaking that she feels that way or felt that way. You know?
Yeah.
Like, it's man. Like, that's.
Well, I think the way he probably got him too is there at the vulnerable time. Right.
Yeah.
Where it's easy to almost not manipulate, but kind of, mm-hmm. you know, course. Like, no, join. I feel like there's got to be some of that.
Well, they claim that usually it's the women that request to join, but you know, who knows what goes into it. And I
don't know. I think
I don't want to totally shit talk Cody because like I've seen his side at times. I've definitely seen him and been like, yeah, no, I totally get it.
I know I couldn't and be I married know, to that
no,
many.
No, I mean, it's like. You know, but obviously you make mistakes as a person. Some of the chauvinism, I'm like, We just need to bring you into the modern era a little bit. Just a little bit.
Can you imagine, know? Though, more than one wife like telling you, say you're busy.
Right.
Right? It's right. been a busy month, right?
Well, like right now, I'm building these shelves. If I had three other wives going on in other houses.
Yeah, other houses, but other projects.
Right.
Not even, say you guys do live in the same house, right? Yeah.
When are we getting the floors done?
When are you going to do my bathroom?
Right.
When are you going to replace my toilet?
Oh, you got all this time for her fucking shelves over there, but you can't.
You know. I was totally saying that. You know what? You'd be our number one, though, so fuck all of them. You know, like, they have to wait.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Well, according to them, Robin's his number one.
Well, yeah, yeah. She's the youngest.
She's the youngest. That's the thing that gets me is like, of course he's more attracted to her right now. She's the youngest.
This is the thing I kind of hate sometimes about guys. Some, you know, like they'll talk shit about the girl, right?
Yeah.
Like I knew this lady, husband, I guess, would talk shit about her, right?
Yeah.
How, you know, she's too fat.
God.
And she, mind you, she was older. She's probably like 20 years older than me, right? Uh-huh. She's like in her 60s now, but she's attractive for an older woman.
Yeah.
She had, you know, a nice little body. Like she was nice, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's, you know, that's kind of fucked up. Somehow I'm Dr. Phil, everyone. Any job I've ever gone to, boy, people come to me.
That's kind of fucked up.
No, I swear to you, any job I've ever gone to, people come to my office. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm like, oh, that's fucked up. And then I met her husband. Because there was like a company barbecue or some shit. And then I'm like looking at him and I'm like, this guy's saying this? Like, bro, have you looked in the mirror? That's
his problem.
Hideous.
That's his problem.
You know, and you get a lot of guys like that. And it's probably like that with
better
women, but
him.
Typically it's a guy like that's maybe not as attractive.
Yeah.
Maybe the girl's the more attractive one. Because usually there is relationship where there's, one's more attractive.
Clearly, right.
You know, like.
Right.
But.
So he's bringing her down a peg because he knows
she could probably leave him anytime, you know?
So he's like, I got to make sure she thinks she's fat. I feel like
Cody does that sometimes.
Well, yeah, I think it's the. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, in that sense where he's saying these things, but like, has he looked at himself lately? Like, he's no Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He might try to look like him, but
I never heard him be like,
he's never berated.
Right. Yeah, in the sense of like, well, it's cruel, but like intentionally cruel in the sense of like, you're fat, you're gross, you're ugly. I don't like the way you look.
It's all how you interpret it.
You just tell somebody like, I'm not attracted to you anymore.
Well, how do you see yourself? And that's how you're going to interpret what they just saw.
And we were laughing last night. You know what I mean? Like, don't get me wrong. Like Cody's in decent shape. He takes care of himself, you know, for, you know, whatever. But he and Janelle are at dinner and he's like, they show him talking. He's like, Janelle is in love with the way I look. She likes the pecs and the six pack. And I'm like,
he has no six pack. Like,
I don't think you have a six pack, bro.
You look like you drank a six pack.
Well, he's got a little bit of a belly and no judgment. Like we all do.
No,
I think it's that culture. Like if you're in a, not by any means all, but religious cultures tend to view biblical writings as teaching, you know, concepts like the man is the head of the house, and women have a certain role, and that's fine if your family
if it's in the Bible, it's
that
the truth.
Way, it's Jesus's words, not mine. Jesus, he said a lot of smart things, but
women belong in the kitchen.
Women should be in the kitchen. It's it's not the way that I grew up because we were not religious. Like we went to church for years. But we weren't old school religious in that sense.
No,
it was not like
you would say like
my
mom
was subservient to my dad. My dad might joke sometimes, but we all know like they're equals. They shared everything. They divvied up roles in the house, but it was very even. My dad was never like, oh, the kids, that's women shit, or cleaning the house. My dad was more anal than my mom was. So it's like
that's
everything was always clean.
I'm telling you, I'm your dad, dude.
Yeah.
Like your dad. I'm not your dad.
I'm your dad. Daddy.
As I touch your arm, I'm your dad. But no.
Wait a minute.
But like at home, I'm the, you know, I do the cooking, cleaning, typically watching the kids because I'm home.
Right.
I work at home.
Right. That's not a weird thing anymore, and I don't
so think. For me, that's just how it is. But Alicia also, when it's the weekend, is doing that.
Yeah.
Because she knows I won't do it. It's not that I won't do it. It's just, no, she knows. She's
but
like,
you're tired of it.
She's like anybody would be.
Yeah. You're tired of doing it.
The kids
it
are pretty much self-sufficient enough now where they kind of like, they do their thing. But so it's not like, oh, I got to watch the kids. It's more watching the dogs.
But
now,
it's not even like a now it's your job thing. It's just like she knows that you've done it all week.
But and, like you just said, I didn't grow up that either way with the typical like,
right,
these are the roles. This is the life you live. It's just, you know, it's a marriage is a team sport.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you got to work together. There's going to be times you're going to fucking bump heads and hate each other because you're not on the same page.
Right.
And it's just a matter of just, you know, communicating, looking back.
Yep.
Or in the film, looking back at the film.
Yeah, no, just like those commercials.
Yeah. You look back and, you know, kind of reflect and figure out things and just kind of just work it out. That's right. I don't know.
Right.
Oh, it is Men's Mental Health Month.
God, we're all the way back to that again. It is. I can't believe it. Wow.
I didn't know until the other day.
Yeah.
We're so tuned in.
November. Ah, what? Where are we? I don't even know.
I know.
Yeah. If you were to ask me, hey, what date do you think it is? I think I would say like September 20th. I'd like,
bro, for real.
I feel like we're not even in October yet. But here we are.
Thanksgiving's in a few weeks. I don't even know what the hell's going on. I don't even know what we're doing.
Yeah. My parents come back Friday.
I don't think we're going to have no kids.
Really?
I think it's going to be. Yeah, I'm seeing my brother and sister going to come.
Oh, okay.
My sister, she didn't say yes or no.
You're kind of a question mark.
So I don't know.
Huh.
But it's like, come on over. It's not like I don't think the weather's going to be bad this year. I just feels different.
Yeah. I hear back and forth. Everything I've read feel like says it's going to be
cold.
Dry.
I hear it's going to be cold
but dry. Yeah. It's what I've read. But then I've heard people say, oh, I've seen it's going to be a lot of snow. And like, I don't know.
My bones don't tell me that.
Yeah, I got a few breaks in there and I don't feel no pain.
I don't feel any pain yet. So, it feels warm. It was like 60 yesterday. Come on.
Yeah. Windy. I want to work on, I'm going to trade out the stuff in my garage for the stuff in my little shop. I'm going to turn that garage into like a storage and like lawn
garage.
And then move all my woodworking stuff into the big garage. And I wanted to do that yesterday. Couldn't do it. Wind up the yin yang.
Yeah, are you going to try that today?
Probably not. I got a lot of other crap I have to do.
Oh, yeah, get ready for school.
I got to get ready for work. We have report cards coming up this week, and I'm, you know, well on my way, but I've got some things I need to do for work.
Yeah.
Man, I just feel like life everywhere is
It's just crazy. Been a heck. Like I said, like last week I was in, where was I? I was doing site visits, so I was in town.
Yeah.
So I did my site visits in town with one of my techs. We went to Hermiston. And then the next day or so I was in like Sunnyside Grandview doing another site visit. And then I was, I think home, and then I went back to work Friday. So it, like the week just went so fast, but I'm telling you, man, doing these like site visits and being out in the field, it just feels better.
Yeah.
And I actually think, I don't know. I think Tyler might like that more.
Nice.
My boss, I think he might like that a little.
Uh-huh.
Little more. I don't know. I don't. Yeah, I have my one-on-one on tomorrow morning. So
okay,
we'll find out.
Kind of excited to see what he has to say.
Yeah, he probably won't say much. But okay, don't have, because usually my one-on-ones, as much as I stress out, they're usually pretty chill.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm not being rude to get on my phone. I'm just being rude. To be rude. No, I'm so looking for. Guys. There's a video I'm looking for the question of the week kind of thing.
Gotcha.
So yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, Men's Mental Health Month. I think that's still really important.
Yeah, it is.
But it's it just snuck up. But you guys are struggling out there, bro. Like, I asked Tom how he's doing.
He did.
And I didn't do that because I just remembered as we were talking about the mountain. I just, me and him, like, we hang out. This is when we hang out, right? So I was telling him, I was like, I don't want us to become like work friends.
We used to hang out a lot.
And I'm like, I don't want us to be work friends. I still want us to hang out, you know, every now and then.
Yeah, for sure.
In the butt.
We will. In the butt. Not in the butt. No.
In the butt. What the fuck?
Well, while you're looking for that, I have a little story that's funny.
I
forgot about, but Blanco picked up Elliot the other day from school, and he's in fourth grade. So he's on the big kid side of the playground now. So things change when you hit the big kid side.
This is true.
So for every time Blanca picks him up. He knows mom gives more of a reaction, right? So he'll tell her things. And he's like, mom, kids are saying stuff. She's like, oh, what are they saying? So, like, you know, this is over a series of days. So she picks him up once. He's like, mom, God, they said a bad word. Well, what was the bad word? They said stupid. Oh, boy. Okay. Mom, they said a bad word. Okay. What'd they say? No, go ahead and tell me, bud. Just go ahead and tell me what it was. Dumb. Oh, man. Okay.
Oh, yeah. And
mom, they said a bad word. Well, go ahead and tell me what it is. No, I don't think I would. No, just go ahead. Tell me what it was. Fuck.
The
last one was fuck. It went from dumb to fuck.
In
a matter of like a day.
Yeah, that word's, well, fuck's not welcomed in our house, but we say stupid, like that's, we call that a cuss word.
Sure.
So JJ thinks that's a cuss word.
No, and it is. And I think it's good that kids know that as like not a nice word, not a good word.
So sometimes I'm like, oh, I'm so stupid. But I say I'm stupid. Like I don't say like.
Right. Like a funny stupid. Like, yeah, oh, but then silly I'm like, me.
You know, obviously you don't want to say that.
Right.
But that's so funny. Like I thought when you was going to say you said fuck, like he's like, fuck, like this game. Fuck.
No, that'd be funny. I wouldn't laugh. Probably, but I might laugh when the door's closed.
JJ says he doesn't say fuck, right?
Oh.
No, he says not frack you or it was close enough where I'm like no.
Yeah, too close.
You know what you're saying. See, so if we hear him say something, we're like, we know what you're saying, which I guess that's okay, right? As long as they know not to say it. Like for me, if my kids cuss, I know they're going to cuss. I know they're going to cuss in front of people. And just like, you know, that's going to eventually happen.
Right.
But as long as they don't do it in front of like adults.
Just be respectful.
Just be mindful. If you're doing it with your friends.
You know, kids say stuff when they're alone.
I talk different with Tom than I do with other people. You know, I'm a little more just, I don't cuss as much. Although sometimes I do with my texts. It'll just come out. I'm like, man, that's fucking crazy. And I'm like. shit, there's people around. Yeah. Man, that's crazy.
That's cray cray.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't know. Elliot has not.
I can't see Elliot being a
It's so funny when like I'm in class too.
But you
like
don't cuss a lot either.
Well, I have moments, but I got bad for a while and I'm trying to curb it. It's just when I get really angry.
Yeah. Oh, when I get angry,
Soaring words fly. But it's funny in like my class. Kids will say heck. I have some kids that say heck or God. And it's such a weird spot because it's like, it's not a cuss word, but it does offend other kids, right? Because like kids that are more religious, like saying God is not okay.
You're saying his name in vain.
So I'm like, well, so I try to like thread that needle and it's like, hey, it's offending other people. So just be mindful of it. You're not in trouble, but maybe don't say things that you know are going to upset other people around them. Just, you know.
Well, I think that's an important lesson for any kid to know.
I just think the awareness side of it. Like, it's not wrong. But if you know it's upsetting somebody else, maybe just be the bigger person and just don't say it.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, because in first grade, there's a lot of being the bigger person they need to learn. Being the bigger person is not a thing in first grade.
No, I bet.
I mean, some kids naturally, but it's funny. I'm like.
Well, their little personalities, at that time where they're just kind of spewing whatever's in the brain. Those intrusive thoughts just come right out.
Absolutely. Yeah, intrusive towards you, not towards themselves.
You know what I mean, though?
Yeah.
Like, imagine if we had that same head as a kid, little kid, we would say some crazy intrusive shit.
We would never have friends.
Every now and then I'll let my intrusive thoughts like leak out.
Yeah.
Just with like Alicia, I'll say some, you know, something just to get a reaction. Just to see. Nothing like crazy. Like,
I'm not attracted to you anymore.
No. Yeah.
I wish you'd just leave.
She'd be like, whatever.
Did you find your,
I think so. But anyway, okay. I wrote it down. Actually, I thought it was in a video that I had saw. That I had.
Well, like
it,
we said, it's been slain. Very busy. It's Men's Mental Health Month, so
and you know, my mental health's been pretty good this month.
Good. I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah, we still got a few more weeks, but we'll see.
It doesn't feel like it though.
Christmas,
they're going to be quick. I know.
They are.
We're in the midst of the holiday season. I need to get this crap done so we can get holiday stuff.
And
out.
I got
to
do
feel
my
like it.
There's a couple reports I got to get done. I always think I can get this done early.
Yeah. But. Well, that's like my report card.
I love procrastinating. Do my best work at the last minute. Give me what you got a day? No, this one I can't wait a day because it would take forever.
Yeah.
No, okay. I saw this thing. It was So it was in a video I saw, so I wrote it down. Mm-hmm. But it was like, who's that one person who saved, like pretty much like kind of saved your life without you, without knowing it. Like they didn't know.
Oh,
that person, not maybe they didn't save your life in the sense of like, you were going to like off yourself or something like that. But like, it was a turning point. It was a turning point in your life that kind of like maybe put you on a different track that you didn't realize you were going to go on or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
Or like, I don't know, kind of just changed you. I know kids for me would probably be that, like Elena. She kind of saved for me, like kind of saved me from maybe going down a different way and being an idiot. But I don't know. I know she was part of that, but then earlier in my life, you know, it was probably the teacher that helped me graduate high school. Uh-huh. I don't think if I would have graduated, I don't know where my life would have went or what I would have done. You know what I mean?
What was that teacher's name?
Miss Chesick. Cynthia Chesick.
What school?
Foster High School.
And what city?
Tukwila, Washington.
So
she was,
if you're
to
listening,
this day, I've said it before. I almost cried when she was like handing out the fake diplomas, you know?
Yeah.
When she was right there, cause she was also my drama teacher. Uh-huh. I went to grab it. I almost lost it right there in front of everybody. Like the emotion like hit me hard. I had to like it was one of those moments where you like kind of fighting back tears and then that knotty in your throat. Yeah. And I was just like, because like for her to like take that time to let me make up those credits and being able to do that, like I could never repay that like that. I think that put me on a different course in my life. Cause if I didn't graduate, I probably never would have went back to school or found the motivation to want to.
Yeah.
Because it's like, well, fuck, no one's going to help me.
Right.
Nobody cares. So she took that moment and, you know, even though life took me on these different paths, like that's something I never forgot that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was probably her. And then like later in life, it was Elena kind of like helped me grow as a person, really.
Yeah.
Like patience and, you know,
same for me. I mean, yeah.
Same shit like that.
So I didn't, you know, have the same experience. Like I, at the point of my life where Elena came in, like I was finishing a second degree.
Yeah.
But I was in a very sad, lonely place.
Yeah.
You know, things just weren't what I expected them to be. And met Elena through her and my life totally took off to what it is today. So
yeah
I think kind of the same thing. And I had teachers along the way that made a difference. And, you know, there's a lot of people.
My wife, she's meeting her. She's changed me in a different way too, where it's like, I think I got, I guess, more adult without meaning to.
Right.
She had this belief in me that I didn't, I guess, believe in myself. Uh-huh. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I was able to get a house, you know, and that was, you know, that was just something I was like, shit, well, you know, I want to keep this woman. Let me do this. Like she pushed me, but without pushing me.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, that was kind of like it was like for me with Blanca. Like Blanca was just opposite enough for me.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that, because I wouldn't have bought a house. I would have rented.
That's the responsible
thing to do. But it wasn't. It would have been the dumbest thing to do. We bought
at the went to an apartment.
Best time. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
To save money for a house someday. We got into a house and we built an asset. And so, yeah, it was kind of the same for me. It was just like her differences from who I was were the perfect thing.
Yeah.
It's just what I needed.
That yin and yang.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Because Alicia is like very honest and kind of just says what she says.
Uh-huh.
You know, she doesn't filter. And I like, that's what I like about her, you know, like some people don't get that, but like for me, I like it and I understand, you know, I can understand when she's pissed or not now and stuff, but like that stuff, that's so opposite of me. Cause I kind of keep to myself and I won't say anything until I have to say something. You know what
she's
I mean?
She's aware of that too. And helps you kind of.
And so she'll see that stuff in me and she'll be like, no, like something's fucking wrong. What's going on? You know, then I'll kind of say it. And I've learned to like, that kind of helped me learn to like, just kind of say what I'm thinking. And sometimes I say some stupid shit.
Yeah.
And I just kind of say what is coming to my brain in that moment.
Right.
She's been like allowing me to do that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Without getting mad. And I've been allowing her to, in the moments of her being upset, do that same thing without me like reacting. Mm-hmm. So with, we haven't really realized we're doing that, but it's like, as I'm talking right now, that's what I'm realizing. Nice. Is that she, like yesterday I had to take her to her friend's party, right?
Yeah.
And I didn't know I was going to take her. And she's like, I don't want to drink and drive, and, which I respect.
Yeah, know? Sure.
But I'm like, oh, yeah, 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 I'll take you. You know, I didn't know. I was like saying goodbye. I was going to get on game games, you know, go get JJ, get some food and go, you know, play some video game. And I was like, yeah, yeah. I was like, man, I'm going to be right back here, though. By the time I get back, I go, by the time I get back, I'm going to turn around, come over here, get you.
Guess no video
games,
I said.
Huh? That's what I told her. Yeah. It's like, and she's just letting me vent in that way. She even goes, do you want me, you can just turn around, you know, like, yeah. Take y'all just drive. I'm like, no, it's fine. It's just I wasn't expecting it. I don't mind. I don't, you know, I'd rather you not drink and drive. Like I'm good with it. It's just, and then when I drove there, way quicker than I realized.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. I thought originally, oh my god, I gotta drive all the way to Lulu's. That's fucking far. it was more laziness. But no, I guess like you said, like that opposite. There's that opposite thing that happens.
Yeah. Well, because
you guys are so opposite.
We're very opposite. And we've really grown together. I mean, that's like, you know, I've always dated like nice, good people.
Yeah, you know.
But
then you met Blanca.
Then I met her. Totally. No, but like Blanca is definitely the first like adult relationship I had where, you know, you're not just kids. You know, she had a daughter when I met her. And I had to grow up pretty quick and she had to grow up also. I mean, she wasn't her perfect person at that time and neither was I.
Like,
so it's just interesting how you grow and change. And we fortunately to this point have been growing together and not apart.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes she gets a hair up her butt and gets upset and maybe we just shouldn't.
That happens, you know what I mean? Like there's those moments where the girls ourselves, even we get those little hairs. I still get my little every for whatever reason. If I'm hungry.
Oh, me too.
Like
we got into it yesterday because we were both hungry.
I was getting annoyed, but I was just like, I just had to realize I'm kind of hungry. I need to eat.
Yeah.
But no, it's like you said, growing together and not apart, because that's like the most important thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Got to keep that communication open.
Yeah. It's hard.
It is.
It's worth it. It's hard, but like Alicia's been like losing weight and stuff. Right. Mm-hmm. And so I can see a change in her attitude. She'll still say she doesn't take compliments well. Mm-hmm. So she'll still, you know, say negative things, you know, I'm fat still or whatever. But I mean, she's lost, you know, like 20 plus pounds. And so she's looking good. And then now, you know, I'm always, you know, like, oh, you look good, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to say that. You got to say that.
Right.
But, I don't have to is what I always say. I don't have to tell you that. But I mean, you legit, you know, legit do look good. Like, but yeah, I mean, do I have to tell? I mean, I do.
Yeah, well, sure.
To a point, but like I'm, you know, I don't say it just to say it. I mean it.
No,
like,
you can tell a difference.
You know what I mean? You know, I tell her like, no, you look good. Like you're looking. I was like, when was the last time you wore that shirt? Because she was like, because she came out in her outfit. I'm like, oh yeah, that looks good, girl. Yeah. I'm like, look at you. You know, I'll say some shit like that.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, you're so dumb.
but she's happy.
Yeah. You can see that. I could see the glow in her face, even though she's trying to hide it. And I was like, right. When's the last time you wore that shirt? She's like, I can't even remember.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
And she goes, and I was like, you look good. Don't even change.
Need to be built up.
I was like, don't even change. Like, so she kept that outfit on.
Nice.
Yeah.
She actually listened.
She did.
Wow.
Yeah, usually. Impressive.
Usually I'm like, she's like, what shoes should I wear? And I'm like, those look good. She goes with the other ones.
Oh, every time. Still happens.
All right. I always thought like, why do you even ask me? I obviously don't know anything about clothes. I dress like shit all the time. Why do you want my opinion?
No, yeah, that's what she'll do. That what about with shoes? And I'm like, those ones? Nah, I kind of like these ones. All right, go with those ones.
Right. Yeah.
But sometimes we're both that way though. Like I'm that way. I'm like, hey, how does this look? Because I like to like try to look halfway decent.
Sure.
But I like, hey, do these shoes match? Because I have a few pairs. So I'm like, do these match? Does this match? And so if she's not sure, and I'm kind of not sure, I'm like, hey, Sadia, that's our tiebreaker. Sadia, what shoes should I go? I was thinking the brown ones, but she goes, yeah, no, the brown ones. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, like she's our tiebreaker. It's our oldest. She just turned 21. So
yeah.
Yeah. The big 2-1.
Yeah.
Now she can get fucked up. No, I'm just kidding. No. She doesn't even drink.
Legal drinking. Yeah.
Well, she drinks, but she's not like
not a lush.
She's not a lush.
She's not like we used to be.
No, neither is Leo. He's That's not
good.
That way.
That's good.
He doesn't like being around drunk people.
Good.
You know, I don't blame him. I don't like being around people who drink no more. I'll be a year.
I know.
That's going
to
be crazy.
So what are you feeling? Are you excited to have a drink again? Or are you feeling like this is a good new leaf? And
I think it's a good new leaf. I don't know if I feel... Mm-hmm. I'm scared to drink again.
I was going
to
ask, do you feel
I'm not
like
gonna lie.
If you
I'm a little
started
scared.
Again, it could...
I don't know. That's, I'm kind of scared of that, to be honest. Yeah. Like, it's not that it wasn't... No, I guess I wasn't in control. Like, I was, but I wouldn't let it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what
kind
I mean?
Kind of in control.
Like, I was in control.
Start, but not
like
necessarily
I knew
what happened from there.
There would be times I'd go to the liquor store. Not liquor store. I'd go to the store just to get something. And I knew I shouldn't be doing this.
Yeah. Yeah.
As I'm getting in the car, I'm thinking, just get in the house. You don't need to get this. You know, don't do it. But I would drive, and I'm like, okay, don't do it. And then I'd get in the store, don't do it. And then I'd grab the bottle, don't do it. And then I would... buy it, and then I would not. Then I'd
well,
buy
you
it.
Did it.
Well, you did it, and then I'd get in the car and I would take a swig, right? And then I'd drive home because Yokes is close. Because drink and drive is cool.
Well, but you wouldn't actually feel it till you got home. I mean, shouldn't do that.
No,
but.
There's no excuse. I shouldn't have done that. Right. But that's that. I'm just painting the picture of that's exactly what I would do, mm-hmm. and that I would do that. I'd just grab a bottle of Tito's vodka. I would take a pretty big swig, get home. It's 11 in that morning, you know, and then I'd get on a meeting or I'd do something, you know, stupid. And so like that, I already knew then that, okay, I probably should stop drinking, which I did. I stopped ish drinking. Right.
Yeah.
But there would still be those times where I'd go to the store and that same cycle.
Yeah.
So now that I've quit for the year coming up, like I'm scared that I don't want that to happen again.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, because alcohol is such a tricky thing. It can.
I recognize that I had a problem, obviously, and that it might not have been a daily thing all the time, but it was a problem. You know? You
yeah. Right. Like that.
Even at the end when I was getting ready to quit, when I quit. But like those last few months, cause we started losing weight and shit.
Yeah.
But when I quit, like I was good, but I would still have those thoughts though. Like I would go to the store and want to get the drink, you know,
kind of
but,
the behavioral patterns. Of
yeah.
It.
Yeah. I think that's what it was. It was a habit.
Right.
And so, and I recognized that habit only because I was doing that with energy drinks. And so I recognized that's what I would do with alcohol. And I remember when I'd go get alcohol, I'd be thinking that, like, nah, you don't need to drink. And so with energy drinks, because, you know, I would have a couple energy drinks and then I'd go to the store to, you know, go get an energy drink. And then when I was like thinking about it, I was like, no, I don't need a fucking energy drink. You know, so I wouldn't go.
Right.
You know, it's just that habit, that cycle that, I'm just doing something to do something.
Right.
To get away from the house. And so I think that's why me driving around, helping my techs, doing that stuff kind of not fixed it, but like kind of helped.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I am scared. I'm not saying I'm going to drink again or not drink again,
mm-hmm.
but we'll see. But okay. that's always that fear.
But you're
fear.
Just going to pay attention to it.
Yeah. That's the fear that is in my head that I want to keep with me.
Well, hey,
you know what I'm saying?
I don't think we ever should go back to how we were.
I don't think we should be,
you know, partying.
Which we were.
We weren't horrible. Don't get me wrong. But like, you know, we would let loose together. We would drink
and
definitely get a good buzz on. And I think the danger for both of us was it's just too easy to get
into
that habit. And I think it's also good for a friendship that it's not based on
you know,
the alcohol or a substance.
And we didn't.
So.
We didn't hang out just to drink, though.
No, that's a good thing. We didn't. But no, I mean, no, no, I think we typically did.
Yeah.
You know there'd what I mean?
Yeah. There'd be those weekends. And,
yeah.
Yep. No, that's true. So, especially on like when we started doing the podcast on Fridays.
Yeah.
Shit, we'd be bugged up. There's a few early podcasts where I'm pretty drunk. There's few ends of those podcasts I don't remember.
Yeah, a little more than, you know, but you live and you learn.
I think the last one I can remember being drunk on and not remembering was when Mike was here.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I feel bad because that's the last time he was here.
That's all right.
So I am sorry, Mike, that you had to see that.
Yeah, hey, I think he listens still, so I think he knows.
Yeah.
You've been dry for a year.
Almost. Yeah. So coming up on a year. Cool. We'll see where it goes. I don't know if I will drink again. Someone asked me that same thing, and I'm like, I don't know. We'll see.
But the cool thing is, like, you know,
if I could do a year,
like, shouldn't be. Society puts a lot of pressure on alcohol.
Yeah.
And
I like being drunk. I like being buzzed.
Oh, sure.
You know what I mean? I enjoyed that feeling. And so was I trying to catch that feeling? Probably.
I think that's the problem, though, is like, and I've come to that place, too. Like, I used to go for that. And then I like a switch. I think we've talked about this, where it's like a switch where it goes from controlled drinking to like just drinking like it's water.
Yeah.
You almost just, that thing shuts off and then it's just you're drinking. And now it's beyond just a buzz. It's like your body's just doing it.
That the last time I drank, that's pretty much, I think, what happened was we drank here. And like I said, before that, the month, I don't know, about 2 months before that, I had really quit.
Yeah.
A little bit, but I'd still drink. And I'd still have a drunk here and there. But nothing like before, right?
Right.
And so Christmas Eve, when we had that, you had that party.
Yeah.
Like, that was the first time I like drank a lot in a long time. And we had just lost a lot of weight.
Notice.
Remember that?
But you drank that much. That was the crazy thing. You left seeming perfectly fine.
No, yeah. It's when that air hits.
Yeah.
And then when I got home, lights probably went out and I just, whatever was there at the house, I probably drank. And that was the last time I drank. And so, yeah, it was, I was still drunk Christmas morning when I woke up.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like shit. When I tell people I felt like shit, I didn't feel like shit. Like
emotionally,
I felt like shit.
Yeah.
Physically, I just was drunk. I didn't feel like hungover.
Yeah.
It was more the emotion side of like, what the fuck?
Uh-huh.
What the fuck's wrong with you? It was like, that was a moment in my life where I was like, kind of self-reflect hard. Like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
I made my mind up that day. Like, no. And then I was like, I'm just not going to say anything to anybody. I'm just going to just go about it. You know?
Well, I mean, and like, good for you, because I mean, imagine what if it had gotten worse? Like, what if it turned into a situation where it was like turning into two times a week, then three times a week, and then.
Well, that it used to be that way, you know, like early on, it was like that. And then I stop, and then, you know, it'd be like just the weekends, but it'd be a lot during the weekends, right?
Right.
And then it slowly got back to, you know, every few days and the weekends or whatever. Or the mowing or whatever. There was always a moment, to drink. And then it slowly getting down to just every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
But then there was that now moment that I got too drunk and missed Christmas.
And just a bad time.
And just bad time of the year.
Bad timing.
It was it all hit right there at the moment. Yeah. And then I was just like, okay.
Right.
I guess that's what broke the camel's back, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just saying,
the straw that broke the camel.
That was it. Yeah. That was that straw that day. And so I was like, probably.
Gotcha.
Because that was in that, and I know Alicia, there was going to be a moment where she just couldn't, you know, she would probably be like, no, I can't be around this. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I know you're not doing it all the time, but I just don't like that feeling of knowing if I'm going to come home to you being drunk or buzzed or smell like alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she hated that. Like, anytime she smelt it.
Right.
So it's actually since that year, like, I have noticed that change in just our relationship. Not that it was ever a bad thing. It's just, there's a closeness there. There's a change there. So,
gotcha.
So, you know, it's better.
Yeah.
Kids seem fine with it. Well, I mean, the kids always hated probably when I was drunk.
But you always were loving to the kids. Were like, you know, shit-faced drunk, you were never mean to the kids.
I was not like an angry drunk or anything like that. There'd be the emotional, if you got too drunk, you're fucking, you know, obviously you're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
But then usually I was trying to be funny and
just say
stupid shit. Mm-hmm. Intrusive thoughts came out.
Yeah.
Really? That's
right.
That's what happened, those intrusive thoughts. Yeah. But anyway.
No, I know. It's.
I don't know where you that fucking, how that even got to where that game. I don't even know.
I don't know, but it was a good conversation.
Yeah.
Anyway, I appreciate you.
I was like, damn, it was an hour 40 in?
Holy crap.
We're in deep.
Sorry, guys. We've committed ourselves to an hour and a half or less. So we screwed the pooch on this one.
That's all right. That's a good combo.
Is that a phrase? Screwed the pooch.
Screwed the pooch. There's always those weird phrases.
We just had sex with a dog. Is we that just what
screwed
that
the
means?
Donkey on that one. Yeah, screwed the pooch. Yeah. Right? Is it screw the pooch?
Or hooch? I don't know. Now I'm starting to wonder.
Me neither.
I have no idea what it means. Anyway, you guys, thanks for being there with us. Take care of yourselves. Men's Mental Awareness Month. But if you're a woman, also take care of your mental health.
Exactly.
Everybody.
Thank you, veterans out there, for everything.
Thank you, veterans, for your service. I hope everyone has...
My cousin Eric and... Nathan, thank you guys for your service.
Yeah, my cousin Kevin still, I believe, is affiliated with the Army.
I got my buddy Donnie, and he's a veteran too. So
yeah,
and Ryan,
lots and lots and lots. Yeah,
there's
of vets a lot of
there's so many out there.
So thank you guys. God bless.
Yeah, have a good one.
Have a great week. Rah, rah, rah.
Boom, boom.